I will have to say that my favourite part of the world is home. You know, I love being at home. I always look forward to coming home when I'm away, whether it's for a week or a month or, you know, even a couple of days. You know, coming back, sort of cooking and chilling out with my wife and sharing, you know, our lives. As far as the rest of the world's concerned, it's like saying, what is your favourite drama? I mean, for me, my favourite drama is dependent on the situation and the environment, you know, what's happening at the time. And if I'm in a very loud environment with a very quiet drum, you know, then that's not my sort of favourite drum at that time. But then when I'm in a very sensitive environment with that same drum, you know, that could be my favourite drum at the time. And it's the same with parts of the world. You know, I mean, I love America, I love Sri Lanka and India and Egypt and Nepal and Thailand, and I love all these places. But it depends on what you're doing. I mean, if you're in and out in 2 days to do a gig, you know, you're not going to enjoy the place as much as you could. In a sense, it's like food as well. You don't want to be eating the same food every day, and so you want to get a good cross section of food in your diet to continue to be interested in different tastes and textures and food offers you. Same with countries, really. I certainly love going to countries that are really busy with activity, like India and Egypt and Pakistan. And there's so much stuff going on. You could just stand on the street corner and be entertained for the whole day. It's quite brilliant. And also there's places that are really, really colourful. You know, there's neon signs and painted this and painted that and colours everywhere, which is something I really miss when I come back to the West, actually.